This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And we continue on with this list of how to ruin a relationship. This is kind of like lose a guy in 10 days or whatever that was. That's one of my favorites.
Because people do these a lot.
I'm good at ruining relationships, so I'd be a good authority to tell you about this. So here we go.
Here's apparently some. I am too.
I'm great at it.
Recently finding this out that I am an expert at such.
Oh yeah. Am I selfish?
I can also say I was taught by one of the best too.
That's a strong word, ruin.
Ruin.
Rurnt.
Maybe stray awry. I don't know. Slightly off corset.
Oh.
Using the wrong honey and attracting the wrong.
So here's another hint. You wanna blow this whole relationship up to oblivion? How about call them your soulmate?
Oh.
Too early. Like, we're soulmates. We were destined to be together.
I feel like you shouldn't ever say that, really. I mean, it's kind of...
Do you not...
It's a little creepy.
I'm not asking you that. I believe in that to a, what is it I always say, a 50-mile radius? 75-mile
radius?
Yeah,
which makes sense.
Because, I mean, until you've traveled outside of, well, I say date American is what I mean, I say if you're going to buy, if we all, you know.
You are my geographic desirable.
Does this mean 90 Day Fiancé is going to get canceled too?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I think they just brought it back.
How can they now?
Some kind of twist. Because the guy with no neck, people want to know what he's up to.
Oh, okay.
What happened to his neck?
What about Natalia, the Russian
Wasn't born
midget?
With it.
Is she still talking?
Good Lord.
Oh, the one that pretended she was 8 or 9 years old and killed her family.
We were talking about Doc Antle off the air about how his charges got reversed. And it's like, all these people, we were so, at least me, I can say I was a little bit emotionally invested in these people. And now I can't recall their names. Like the lady that, in that same show, that did she eat her husband?
Carol Baskin.
She didn't eat her husband.
She fed him to the alligators.
Tigers. Allegedly.
Yeah.
And she rides a bicycle.
But I think it came out that he was found.
Alive?
and in like South America or something like
that. He's in a gay relationship with Jimmy Hoffa.
I think
in Cuba.
I think it was a situation like Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend at the time disappeared.
Oh wow!
Well,
yeah.
he was
on his own accord.
He was flying over there and doing sketchy stuff.
That was like that movie where the guy fakes his own death and the wife gets charged with murder, well, and then he's changed his identity
to get away from her because she's
was
a wackadoo.
Wow, was that a Sandy Bullock project?
Might have been. It sounds like any Lifetime movie that came on last Friday night.
Oh man. The one my mom quit watching the Super Bowl to go watch.
After that
halftime show, I didn't know what any of the, and then, yesterday, I forgot to ask
what the movie was.
She said, I didn't know what y'all was talking about, him having, talking about Kendrick Lamar. She didn't know about that. She said,
K-Dot.
But Alexa was telling me
that
he's got beef with Drake. And I'm like, Mom, this is weird to hear you say beef with Drake.
That's so cool. All right, so here's some other terrible ideas.
Sounds like a menu item. You get the Poinsett Club.
Let me show
I'll have the beef with Drake, please.
Let me slowly show you how to ruin your life. Okay, so here we go. Talking, telling other people you're a couple before you even agreed on that term. Like, he's mine.
Well, who decides? Like, the woman's got to break that news, right? Because she'll tell her buddies. And
yeah, should we discuss this? See, I have a friend that they don't say boyfriend, girlfriend. They say that he's my person. That's kind of a thing now.
That's better than partner.
Partner,
I don't like that.
Hey, partner,
I just don't. I think that's too.
I'm gonna think you're gay to be honest. Look,
I just, am too, or you're just in partner? Business together.
That's okay, how that's I grew fine. Up hearing it.
Yeah, it's my partner. Like, okay, the only person who said that was John Wayne, and he didn't mean it that way. So I'd say just say that's as boyfriend. Like, is that trying to take the so-called gender out
so
of it?
So, what are we? Where do we define ourselves? Like, you know, are we dating? Are we casual? What are we? You know, I don't know.
Now, my dad would never say partner. He would say, hey, Walter's brother's got a boyfriend, so don't be shocked when we go in here.
Yeah. That's my plus one. Bad.
Don't embarrass me.
Like, Dad, he's got Playboys everywhere. He ain't gay.
Oh, boy.
It's all up front.
So here's the top three on
here. He's looking at the Hustler and cutting out the pictures of the women and throwing them away.
Oh, boy.
Just leaving the guys in there.
I was looking at him. I couldn't
There's
help him
guys
move.
In Hustler? Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
A Hustler would show full-on intercourse.
I don't think I've ever seen a Hustler.
You see everything in the
you
Hustler.
You see everything.
You never tested for Hustler? I thought you did.
Hell no.
No.
She's just Playboy. I don't know if you tested for all of them.
The only reason why I ended up with that is because I was in college, and some of the pictures that I had taken were sent in.
Oh, by somebody
else? From a photographer, yeah.
One of the photographers from Shaved sent it in for her.
Right. No.
That's kind of creepy, right?
Shaved by the Bell.
So you just took a picture with a photog, tested, and he just like, I'm going to send these out.
My picture made it on the program for the dance thing because I did this thing where I had a prop with a big dodgeball. And at the end of it, okay. So
was that to signify the world is yours?
No, it was like we had with choreography we had to use a prop. So I thought, well, I'm going to use this big ball to dance with.
Should have picked the dildo, but the ball works.
And then at the
was
end,
it a Benoit ball?
No, it was really kind of cute. And at the end, I wasn't wearing my costume; I was just wearing a leotard.
Watch your mouth.
I'm not being nasty, Mr. Man.
Go ahead.
So at the end, I just do a split, and I'm over the ball, but you see a lot of cleavage in it, and
Jesus.
My picture was pulled out of the program. So because of that, the photographer is like, okay, well, we'll see where, you know, and I went, oh, my God.
If it wasn't pulled out of the program, it'd be pulling to the program. I got to see that picture.
I don't even know. You know, it's gone. And my mom was so mad because she went to see the show and because they pulled my pictures out. And she goes, I think you had the best choreography and the rest of it kind of was bad. I said, well, you need to keep your opinions to yourself.
What? She's giving you a compliment.
I know she was, but I didn't want to cause any conflict with these people.
That's why she couldn't ballerine because her hooters were too big.
Exactly.
She kept breaking her toes.
She jugs are too big.
I wasn't obese at that point I am now.
Boobs were.
Miss Page, you
I really wasn't
pulling you out of the class because you're silky milky.
I have on an old computer at home a picture of Page from that ballet picture you showed us years ago.
Yeah, and I was really fat then. I was told to
lose. No, you were not.
I was told to drop 20 pounds at that time, and I did.
You had shorter, your hair was darker, and it was shorter.
I braided it. I dyed it black.
Handlebars.
But like that, he's just saying it would have been hard to do a spin-a-rooney with, you know, big hoops.
Spin-a-rooney.
Whatever you call it, on the toes.
Puree.
On point?
A puree.
Okay, so let's go back to how to ruin a relationship.
A periodontist.
Blurting out, I love you too soon. I love you. I love you.
Okay, so here, let's ask this. Because that's where I can honestly say I probably weren't one.
During sex?
No. Those are always... I'm still five-star rated on my sex.
You don't count that if someone says, oh, I love you during sex, because he doesn't love you. He loves it.
Well, there's no he talking to me.
No, me.
When do you drop it? That's the question. Like,
when do you drop I love you?
That moment.
Sex.
Do you... My opinion is this. You say it when you feel it, and when you feel it, you know. And to hold it in, like, this is what, when, let's say, let's make this fun. Paige, you're going to be the man, and I'm going to be the woman.
Okay, let's
do this.
Well, this will be fun.
And
cue the hung dude voice.
You're the man, and you just felt it, like, you know you do, and we just looked at each other, and you feel it. So, say it.
I love you.
I love you too, hung voice. So why didn't she tell me already if she already loved me?
But when did this happen? Are we talking about, like, you know, you've been together 2 weeks?
No.
No.
It was, I'm being very honest and authentic. It was approximately...
3 months.
About four.
Okay.
And
that's tricky because you feel like... Do you feel like the woman feels like she's expecting it to, like, reach a certain... Like benchmark at like certain points, like
I don't know.
We should be saying this right now.
Where are
she
they?
Didn't say it back though, and that was fine. I but you don't understand. No, it didn't. I appreciated that more than the previous situations where, like I just said, if I said for the first time, yeah, I love you, and she would immediately say it back, I would be like, whoa. Why were you biting your tongue all along? So I, progression, or maybe she really didn't, so I start to second guess that stuff. Well, when this particular person did not say it back, I didn't stop. I didn't like keep saying it over and over again right then, but then like at the end, all right, love you. And I didn't get it back, but it eventually did go to it, but then, you know, whatever, but...
But did you feel like you had to Munchausen's them into saying it? Like,
no. I mean, you know, maybe I did. I didn't realize it, that I was, but I really felt it.
Do you love me?
Have I ever said it and not meant it? Absolutely. Oh, I have. I can look back and say, yes. It was that containment of being in a relationship. Have I said it when I really didn't mean it? Yeah.
So it's much easier to have emojis now. You can just fire one off and
But that can be misinterpreted.
Or something happened where you just realized that no, you really don't love this person.
There's no misinterpretation. If I send you the water squirt emoji, it means I'm thirsty, right?
Yeah.
Give me some water.
What do you send someone when you're in love with them? The eggplant.
You send them the eggplant, the peach emoji, and the blood drop emoji.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
That doesn't sound like that's going to end well with blood drop.
Nobody ever uses the oyster like I do.
Okay.
I thought it was the avocado that meant that.
I'm missing the whole thing.
Do you ever send the tongue and the chocolate donut? That's a good one.
Okay, I'll remember that one.
Don't know why they go with the chocolate
iced. You get me in trouble.
Why don't they just put a big, fat, glazed one
on
it?
So we got two more to ruin your relationship. I'm not done yet. Talking about moving.
I've never thought about that before. My Lord.
Tongue and salad.
So if you talk about moving in too quick before you've even seen their place, that's a bad idea. Like, hey, we can live together. We'll be happily ever. I don't want to live with anybody. I'm happy with my own space.
Oh, man, somebody said they broke up with girlfriends before and they're still friends with the girls' dads. Like, they're hanging out still.
Oh, wow.
That's not good, right?
It's not fair to her.
Because at some point, the dad's going to have to make friends with the new guy.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to see each other.
Oh, and then he's like, well, the ex-boyfriend used to do this.
He's going
to
come
And the dad's going to be like, I know you two are Eskimo brothers, but let's be civil about this, please. No two fingers back and forth with each other. No fingers in the tongue in my presence, please. We're talking about my kids.
So-and-so would go out and talk some football with me.
In college. Don't mention it.
Here's a girl.
Don't mention it.
The number one thing to ruin a relationship too early is talking about baby names too quick. I love you, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, you talk about like calling each other that. Yeah, not like, what are we going to name our kid?
Does
Cornelius.
What's your baby
name? Hello.
Fat boy, what's your
mama?
You? What's your cutie little name?
Don't really have one. Really don't. I'm trying to think if we had any before. I don't think
Muffin?
We did.
Muffin? Cupcake?
Muffin top.
If somebody calls me that, I'm going to start throwing some fists.
Causing muff for sure.
Spooky wookie yookie.
I'm not going to throw a fist like you want me to throw a fist either. It's going to hurt.
Uh-uh. Take you to Fist City. The bad kind.
Oh, boy.
Wearing bracelets and such.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that section of Adam and Eve, Fist City. You see the sign right when you walk up under.
Yeah.
Is that what that's...
Good job, Melissa.
Is that what that song's about?
Oh, yeah. I got a massage there with the massager on the side.
I did. I saw that.
Yeah.
We should have gone a little faster with that. Maybe get rid of some tension in your back.
I felt like I could have taken it a little harder if I needed to.
God, even harder, you would have get punctured by that thing.
Can we turn up the dildo machine, please?
It looked like the one from Bruno, man.
You might have needed some lube or salve.
It's like, Fat Boy, come here. Get this massage. This back massage. I turned that machine on. It was like just pointing in his back, just like
it really did work.
Hello, Mr. Man.
Just pointing over and over in there? Again.
Makes me want to go to rest area now and just like get a back massage.
Oh,
again.
You nice data. Use your hands.
Check out the park named after the tires.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, you are. You just did two in a row. That's like going for an hour in the old NWA wrestling days.
That's like Jim Jeffries when you see him live. He holds you hostage for 2.5 hours by himself.
I'm so good at ruining relationships. I can, you know,
I believe it.
I am the master.
Oh, shoot. Excuse me. Listen, read. Hold on. Let me scroll back up. Look at this text right here. Enjoying the hell out of this day today. My Eagles won. I got laid before going to work. I'm on my way now and get to listen to your whole last half hour and a half. That's 45 minutes.
You got a long drive to work, buddy.
We got a long
drive. Yeah, but how do you get laid? Like, obviously with this job, you know, it would be quite difficult, but I've never gotten laid and then went to work.
Never?
No.
Nobody's ever kind of laid next to you and started kissing on you before you.
Is that the way sex stores, Paige?
You had to woman it up.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never, like.
But is it that?
I don't think it's that common. I don't think it's as common as people just like sitting down and having breakfast. I don't think it's that common.
He doesn't say, I'm going to hit the snooze and you just lay there and it's okay and we'll be finished in a minute.
I'll hit the snooze, you flick that bean.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that means. All right, well, you're congratulations good. To you, sir. Go Eagles. And
yeah, way to brag, buddy.
Now you got to go take another shower. Hopefully. All right, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Morning show.
I like this.
It's happy.
It's really catchy. Women love old Henry Styles.
Oh, I didn't know that's who it was. I don't like it now.
It's pretty.
That's not what I thought it was.
They like when he dances and you can see his hammer knocking around.
He also wears like, did he dress like a pirate? Not like Johnny Depp dresses like a pirate, but like.
Doesn't he wear pearls?
Doesn't he like dress like a clown? Not like clown like you in a demeaning way, but doesn't he dress like David Bowie? Yes.
Well, I mean, that's what people liken him to, like a modern day Bowie.
I like
David, not Sam.
Bowie had style, though.
Bowie.
I think Amon helped Bowie with that style.
He had Michael Strahan teeth.
The
big separation there. Like Tyson had a little bit of that before you get it fixed.
Doesn't this seem like it would be an easy song to write, but you wouldn't think about it until you hear it, and you're like, oh, man, that could be... That's a fun, simple, easy song.
But I don't know what the lyrics are, though. Like, they could be telling me that this medicine is going to lower my diabetes, help me lose weight, make my hair get thicker.
Oh, this sounds like a medicine commercial, right? Hey, are you
fat?
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, a lot of that is, like, you wonder when they sit down and write it, do they say, okay, if this doesn't burn up the charts, will Pfizer buy it and use it? Because right now, they're running through a field of sunflowers.
Do you have cankles? Do you want to be like First Buddy and take Kilimanjaro?
Kilimanjaro.
Good Lord.
Go to hike it.
Do you have what the kids call a FUPA? We have a pill for you.
Causes back acne. Diarrhea. Back acne. They all are diarrhea. Thoughts of suicide. I mean, duh.
Oily diarrhea is the worst.
Oily?
Well, a lot of oily discharge. A lot of prescriptions do that. Have you...
Are you a muffin top? Ask your doctor about no FUPA. Brought to you by your friends at J&J.
Like
his family, too.
Apparently, any good medicine is going to cause you to have the runs, but also... What is the serotonin or the dopamine lack thereof chemical imbalance where this is going to help you, but it's going to make you want to not be around much?
You know what
I'm saying? Like one of the side effects.
Lithium?
No, suicide.
What they would say, you know, thoughts of suicide and extreme diarrhea.
Like why?
Sign me up for that.
What?
We worked with somebody who was on Chantix for a long time, remember?
2021 for me, Paige. What did you say?
We worked with somebody who was on Chantix, and they were real difficult to be around when they were on that stuff.
We have to write that down. I don't remember.
And they got off it because, you know...
Talking about Mark Hendricks?
No. He wasn't a smoker as far as I can remember.
Oh, he's always a pleasure to be around, too. It wasn't Mark.
Yeah, he's always nice.
Yeah, I know you're not talking about me.
There
you go. I'm in a good mood.
I think Mark has a sensor on his phone or something that when his name is mentioned...
When it pops up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. They were.
I mean, I knew they were kind of a not balanced.
But they said when they were.
If that's fair to say?
It was because of that medication they were
saying.
That's
crazy.
They had suicidal thoughts and they were just.
God.
general disposition was not good.
Did you have a casual conversation when that was brought up with that person?
Well, this person stopped smoking, and then it was did you go cold turkey? They're like, no, I'm on this. I'm on the Chantix, and it ain't working.
Oh, my goodness. I hate that.
Like, God, that sucks. Mentally.
Like, this is like, man.
Because this person was fun, because they could smoke, like, they would put one in each nostril for a funny picture.
Yeah.
And this smoke them that way.
Really funny. I liked it.
I didn't want them to stop smoking because they were funny with smoking.
You didn't want them to get nose cancer either.
No.
Lord.
I didn't want you to end up like, you know, somebody's animal if you live with a smoker and, you know, the animal gets secondhand smoke. And
That's a real thing. I mean, they have oxygen for dogs now.
I mean, you may, look.
We breathe the same thing.
I know. It's the same thing. You need to have plenty of plants in your house.
The lady that used to babysit me years and years ago, she had a poodle and she smoked. And the poodle was white.
Oh, no, but it was yellow.
Was it poodle skin cancer?
No. Poodle's name was Miss Prissy. She'd always go to the groomer to get her little nails painted pink.
Miss Prissy.
Put the hair up in bows.
Bitch dog.
Why really did you say a bitch dog?
Because it was a lady.
Because then she had a guy that she would watch, like, home. She did home health care on the side, too. Mm-hmm. And then I would have to go and empty the guy's pee jugs while she brought Miss Prissy with her and just petted her the whole time. Why am I emptying the pee jugs when you're petting the dog
because
in the chair?
Because you're a boy one and you can go empty that.
Like, I'm getting babysat. I'm not put to work. This ain't a third world country where you empty pee jugs all day. And he filled them up, too.
That could be your
fault. You know what? I had a babysitter. We'll get on the sex thing here in a minute. But I had a babysitter one time that, like, she babysat me at her house, me and my sibling. And
I have one of those, too.
We would be chores. I mean, like, in her house. Like, it wasn't just, okay, sit there. First off, there were no damn iPads. Mm-hmm. Secondly, there were three channels. And third,
that's all there were.
She only had two of the three channels because she was poor and didn't have an antenna.
My grandpa's buddy.
We had to clean her house, though.
Oh, I did that.
My grandpa's buddy, Coot, was the last resort babysitter. And then when I stayed with him all day, we watched Bonanza in the afternoon. Then I had to watch Rifleman and Hopalong Cassidy.
God, it's my mother's programming.
Gosh. I'm like, God, it sucks.
I was a babysitter for my niece.
We watch Airwolf.
And I always said, let's play the cleanup game. And first, the cleanup game was fun, and they did. I said, if you do this really fast, and we can go have ice cream. Well, they did it.
That's fun to get stupid kids with.
First day, next day, they're like, we don't want to do this, but we want our ice cream.
This lady sat around and made Afghans all day, and I had to go pick up pieces of yarn all over the house. Like,
he would make me play outside, and I'm like, Coot, it's too hot, and there are no kids in the neighborhood.
First off, that your babysitter's name was Coot is disturbing. Secondly,
this is what his nickname was. I couldn't even tell you what his real name was. He had a sister named Hazel.
But aren't you inclined when you go into a house where there's dishes and things that need to be picked up? Don't you want to
do you know
do
a
that?
Coot out there with a sister named Hazel? Contact the show if you do.
I don't think I've ever met a Coot.
It was fun hanging out with Coot when we went to Greenville Braves games because, you know, he was handicapped and we got the placard so we could park up front.
I think Coot sounds like a fun person to hang out with, but I've never met one.
You've never met a Coot before?
Never.
Oh, well.
I didn't like going with him
what
on bad
night.
What
was the name that you said besides Coot?
The name besides Coot?
Yeah, there was another good one that you said.
Just now?
That's kind of like Coot and Goober of those old names.
What? You're having a birds and the bees conversation with yourself.
You just kind of want them to be related.
Well,
this is cousin Coot.
You're crossing over Goober from Andy Griffith with freaking Cooter from Dukes Hazzard.
Yes.
I'm like, could you please get me a biscuit before we go to Coots? Because he's going to maybe eat oatmeal. I don't want to eat oatmeal. It's steel cut oats, too, with no sugar.
I'm not going to Coots without a biscuit because we got to go to Goober's later on.
I'm like, this sucks.
I used to work out at Coots Gym.
I'm like, can I stay here? Please don't take me to Coots.
My trainer texted his Coops is where I went. I went to Coops.
Oh,
I didn't go to Coops.
Glad you clarified.
I'm going to sit there all day on his hard-ass couch getting his chew form if he is too far away from him to reach.
I bet Coot does chewing tobacco.
Yeah, he did. He had a spittoon like Coot, he could ring it.
Goober drinks all day. Like he's got cans of beers always in his hands.
Do you remember the Lord's Gym shirt that was like the ripoff of Gold's Gym? Jesus was hanging on the cross, but he was ripped.
He ripped all the hell.
Like ripped, like...
Like you wouldn't get his, you know, crucified.
You wouldn't have got him up there. One nail wouldn't have put that up there through that big.
He would have busted through the rock on Easter. Too.
I know he would have beat up like Goliath if he was that ripped back.
I feel like that Jesus would have had a name.
He
like
could have pushed the stone away by his damn self. I don't mean damn self. I mean like you know what I mean.
He would have had a list. He would have got on some asses.
Oh, my God.
Fevin ain't a lot like Dixie.
Oh, my God.
I ain't finna go.
Is that show coming back soon?
God, who knows, man?
Which show? Righteous Gemstones?
Oh, I think she's talking about the Playgirl documentary.
Oh, no.
Narrated by our buddy Jesse James Dupree, because he was in it.
Oh, he was.
He was in it.
I think I've seen that.
You've seen it. You got it on your office wall.
It's on the back door.
I'm going to have him sign it next time.
I did not
I'll sign it.
Open is the that door. Inappropriate?
Her legs were in stirrups and the magazine was on a platform.
I don't think they have it.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey!
You being bad, man. You being bad.
Yeah.
Freaking
out. Stop twerking.
I'm just doing a little... I'm doing a subtle teapot. I'm doing like, I don't have my hand on one side and doing the spout on the other, but I'm doing the teapot dance.
God, could you imagine me at a discotheque back in the day when this comes on? Welcome to McAllister Square. No estimated grand coming on here. Ooh, yeah, ladies, bring it out to the dance floor.
Come on down to Spencer's.
Yeah,
we got edible underwear and those hauling ass posters you like.
Oh, wait.
They're back
for
in stock.
Also, we got those wiener pillows if you want a wiener pillow.
I do.
Spencer's is the place to go. Hey,
also come in here, register for our new email. What is email? We don't know, but it's going to be a big thing.
Email.
Hey, we got those cards that Spencer's has where you open it up and it's a hot dude and his willy's a balloon. Mothers will love it for Mother's Day.
Want those greeting cards with the ladies with the very, very, very big breasts? We've got those on the back aisle. All must right. be 18 to go back there.
Don't forget, next week is Studs and Suds, and it's not the hot dude you're thinking of. It's your local redneck hot guy who's he's not ripped, but he's skinny, and his chest is caved in a little bit, and he's got a tribal tattoo.
Does he smell bad?
And also, while we're on the PA here at the McAllister Square Mall, shout out to Dono celebrating a birthday at Sbarro's. Is that how you say it? Is it
Sbarro's?
Sbarro's?
I want some dry pizza.
Is the S short? I've never had a short one in my life. I usually have long ones.
Is the B silent? These aren't going to be silent.
Barrows. Welcome, Barrows.
Hey, don't forget, Barrows. Belk's got clothes that your fat son can't wear because he's too husky.
You're killing me.
Ladies, I better see some ass on this dance floor. We're going to switch it up.
Son, you want Tommy? More like Tommy.
Tommy.
Here's your 6090 free Belk's card, though. Give me a credit card when I'm 16 years old. Really expose me to...
You're
I bought clothes I never even fit into. And this song brings back, like...
It does.
I like...
Oh. Your fat kids were in structure because if he sat on one, he'd destroy it. He better wear Nautica because his ass is as big as a boat.
Did you ever go out dancing?
Stay in your lane, Bryant.
Oh, you know, get
it? Was it a thing around here to go out dancing? Like go out, like, hey, we're going to go out
there dancing. There was a certain club that was known for, past like 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Do you think AD Bryant's from the Elaine Bryant lineage of money?
I hope so. God bless her. She's rich. She makes some cute clothes for people that need it.
No, he's not the one from SNL.
I always
like
her. I always liked
her. She's
going
funny.
In
I like her comedy.
I didn't mind going in Lane Bryant.
Why? I mean, what do you mean?
It's something
didn't
that
mind
fits you.
Do you know when you go, like, you know, shop with your mom or whatever, you know, they got a
hammer? So
I didn't mind big women. I thought there was some good looking pictures in there.
You know?
Well, who is someone said they didn't like big women?
I think that's like the general feeling, right? Like amongst most of society.
They should have had that instead of Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg yelling at each other the things they hate about each other. Should have a hot girl and a fat woman.
I want to say that.
I hate you because you're so pretty. Oh, I hate you because you're lazy and fat. Well, I hate you because it's natural for you. Your mom is good looking too. Well, I hate it for you. Your mom is ugly. You had no chance.
And now that there's plus size, that even, you know, people can find clothes that fit them properly, especially like if you're going to a wedding and such a getting a dress like that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Folks, we only have license to play Electric Avenue, so you better believe you're going to hear it again. Get on the dance floor.
My friend, his name was Donnie Burgess. This was from the old Poe Mill days. And
how so?
He had this record. It was a 45. You can kiss my ass. I am that old. And we were in his room. We were doing something with ball cards. Sports cards.
What?
Ball cards, baseball
cards.
What
were you doing with them?
Looking at him, trading all this stuff. Well, I go to sit down on the bed, and I heard, as I've heard many times when I go to sit down, crash. And
you broke his bed?
No, I said the record was laying on the bed, and I sat on it and broke it. And
oh no!
Back then, $1.50 was a lot, and I had to take it out of my own allowance to go buy him another damn record. And it was that song.
Did he want? I was about to ask if he wanted the same one.
Yeah, Electric Avenue. Oh, he was.
Did he throw the record away, or was he like smelling it whenever?
He cried.
Because I sat on it? Weirdo.
I know. I don't know what Donnie's up to.
Yeah, I know he's going to be famous again. He may be Matt Boy now, but he'd be Matt Man soon.
What? You sound like Conway Twitty when he said I was destined for stardom.
Free pizza sliced in the food court for the next chick that could drop it to the floor. I want to see some cheeks smacking the floor.
Conway Twitty will be here tomorrow with his new protege, Matthew.
This song reminds me of
Little
he's
going
to go as one name. It's just Matthew.
Fleet Week.
What? Wait, suppositories?
No. You know, in San Francisco, when the Navy ships come in and they're on like their weekend, whatever you call that, and they're all out there crazy and dancing, and the place is fun.
They got wild with it, like they can just.
Oh yeah, like I've seen.
Was that just for prostitutes to go make a lot of money, or is that for like young single women to get on there and you know throw the leg?
Is that still said? We all just went out, and then I was like, "Oh man, it must be Fleet Week because there was people that were fun and just."
Oh no, it's Skeet Week.
It's crazy.
Oh, you don't want to go there.
When is Black Fleet Week?
Are there separate ones like Black Week?
Everybody gets so quiet when it's like Black Bike Week. You know how they have the different.
Yeah,
the different
wild times, man. Both ways. We were down there for a little bit of both.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen so many half-naked women on both.
I'm telling you, like, both bikers. That's the one thing that bikers of all skin color can agree. They love a naked woman. They love it. They love it.
God, I remember riding to the beach one senior weekend. I swear this happened. Big bike pulls up beside the car, and then this chick's got a big ass, and she's like, my buddy was a good-looking dude, and you know we're young. She's like, you want to smack it, don't you?
Like, nice.
And she let him.
Nice, big, or, like, humongous, like this.
Nice, big.
She was on a guy's bike, looked to your friend in the car next door and said, you want to smack it, don't you?
Because the window was that. Like, she just brought it up, and then he's kind of cool with it.
Brought it up?
He said, we're right beside each other, like, so in the line.
She stayed on the bike?
I wish I could call him up and let him tell the story.
Call him. Is it Rico?
No, it ain't Rico.
What kind of bike was it?
Who cares about the bike? Let's talk about the ass.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
He reached out of the car and smacked her ass.
Yeah, and the dude, like, on the bike, he didn't care because we're kids. And, like, what are we going to do?
The guy on the bike is like, yeah.
Punch you.
You showed them young men a good time.
We're like, God, man, you got to smack her big ass. That's cool.
Why didn't you invite him to go with us?
Come go with us.
Come go with us.
That was back in the day when you could rent a hotel room at 18 years old, which thank God you can't do that anymore.
My gosh.
No crap.
Now we're talking about like 25 years ago.
Or even if you were not, you could still just like go get a fake ID.
I don't even know if senior week is still a thing.
Crime was so cool before the internet.
It really was.
I mean, it was.
Easier to get away with.
See the documentary.
Fake IDs and like everything. Like so many, who was BMG? I ordered tapes and CDs from them. People never paid anything.
Not a Columbia House.
No. I mean, back in the day, if you were attractive, you'd get in.
Well, the fake IDs
that's
now.
That's why I hated it, Paige.
They could replicate the fake IDs
now.
You
get attractive until I turn 40.
Where it's your ID. You don't have to memorize any kind of new information.
You need the fake ID.
You know, that's what they're going to get because, like, I don't know I ever said it. I said last week my TV was screwing up. Remember, half the screen was black.
The backlight, maybe.
It ended up going completely out.
It
ended up completely going out. So I had to order a new one. Which, the Zahn dropped it off within like 8 hours of me ordering. I was shocked.
What?
The Zahn?
Like 8 hours, Amazon.
Did they hook it up for you?
No.
Of course they don't do that. They just drop it off.
Left it on the front porch.
Okay, they didn't throw it against the door?
But they're like, scan this QR code. Your phone is your remote now. And I'm like, I don't even get it. There was a remote. I'm like, so everything is going to be on it, like your whole life. So eventually,
I don't like it.
What if you could just put it in the palm of your hand, or it's just implanted into your ear?
Do you have Roku?
That's a personal question.
I don't
ask you that on Tinder, Paige.
I don't like how you can't press a number to get to a channel. That's what I miss.
Amen. Or favorite channels, even through that is pretty annoying.
Like, or they'll say you can say it, but like, I've been talking all day. I don't want to. Say into the flicker, hey, bring up adult movies or whatever. Did you watch that on it yet? Oh, that's a good question.
No.
On what?
I'm starting to wonder if that's what screwed up the TV.
Uh-oh. Nudity.
I'm kidding.
We're giving away a TV to the...
You know what is strange is when you are... Answers. I'll be honest, too. You ever stream porn to your TV?
No.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Okay.
I got to make sure I don't do that.
Well, especially if you are doing it and then you go leave the room and come back and like, let's just say I was not watching it for a session. I was watching it just out of mere curiosity. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I walk out of the room and I come back and I'm kind of sidetracked. I go into the other room for maybe 15, 20 minutes and start doing something else like ADD.
I have that problem.
And I come back and I hear some struggling down the hall.
And you're going,
there's no women on my TV right now.
I hear some gargling and it sounded like someone was fighting and choking.
Oh my goodness.
And I had it still coming through the speakers. It was the pornography. I thought there was a fight going on.
Or your dog sat on the remote and changed.
I don't have a dog. I know.
Oh,
it's crazy.
When you have a Baitbus subscription, you can get all the premium sounds.
Oh, the premium sounds.
Yep. You get all that stuff.
Oh, I didn't know there was.
That boy's got the VR on his head.
You got the Oculus. He's sitting there. It's called something else. It's not an Oculus. Yeah. Gamecocks fan, but like it.
I get it now.
A doodle-doo, Paige. And speaking of you, you know, you did such a good job earlier. We're going to let you do headlines again. What do you say?
Yeah, you're not going to believe what they're getting away with and what the government is going to do next. This is crazy. Oh, we're going to say goodbye. Wait, let me say that. We're going to say goodbye to pennies. Pennies are going away. How are they going to do that? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Well, they've been closing a lot of locations around the country. They really have. Monkey Ward, same thing.
Yep. Macy's, too.
Oh, the coins. She's talking about the coins.
Yeah, I was hoping she wasn't talking about the transgender bats and rats and other animals.
Yeah, mashed potatoes.
Potatoes, tomatoes.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and do all that. Stick around.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.